News.
From the Sky News Centre at 7 o'clock, there's speculation that interest rates may have peaked after the Bank of England opted to keep its base rate on hold. It's the first time in nearly a year that it hasn't hiked the cost of borrowing. Finance expert Iona Bain says it's especially good news for the 500,000 people whose fixed rate deals end over the next 3 months.
For those people, they can expect to see mortgage lenders cut rates in the weeks and months to come. They have already been doing that. It's been described by some brokers as a rate war, although I should probably add a note of caution here. I saw one broker talk about it as more of a pillow fight.
Five Bulgarians have been charged with spying for Russia. The three men and two women will appear in court in London next week, accused of conspiracy to gather information useful to an enemy. A woman who claims she accidentally stabbed her husband has been found guilty of murder. 54-year-old Teresa Hansen killed Paul Hansen in the kitchen of their home in East Yorkshire 3 days after Christmas last year. The Tories have seized on a video showing Sir Keir Starmer telling a conference he doesn't want to diverge from EU rules. The Labour leader made the comments at the weekend. Levelling Up Secretary Michael Gove claims it shows the real Keir Starmer.
He wants to return us into the EU, effectively, and he wants to rerun the Brexit agonies of the past. He wants to stay as close to the European Union as possible.
Labour has rubbished the criticism, saying it won't let the UK be a rule taker. Sport, Noah Farrell will return to England's starting lineup in their Rugby World Cup match with Chile on Saturday after completing his suspension. He'll play at fly half with George Ford on the bench. Farrell was suspended for a high tackle. In football's Europa League, it's 1-1 between Liverpool and Austrian side Lask midway through the second half. Brighton will make their European debut against AEK Athens later. That's the latest. I'm Alec Wilkinson.
This is Phoenix FM. On 98FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
All right, it's 2 minutes past seven on a Thursday evening. A very good evening to you. Thanks very much indeed for Darren. Great to have him back with 98 Not Out. He'll be back with that next Thursday at 6 p.m. But for now, welcome into the non-league hour.
You say-
Kicking things off musically on a Thursday night, it's the Beatles, of course, and Hello Goodbye. It's the Non-League Hour. I'm John Chubb. You're listening to Phoenix 98 FM. And first off this week, we're going to focus on the National League, where on Saturday, Dagenham and Redbridge travel to Oxford City. Newcomers after winning the National League South playoffs last season, and the Daggers drew 0-0 with the hosts. And they were in action at Victoria Road on Tuesday night, but they hosted Bromley, who are going very well at the moment, and the Daggers lost that game by a goal to nil, and they are now down to 16th place in the table. Meanwhile, Southend United, with all the current uncertainty about the club's future, they're back in court on October the 4th. There is speculation that a takeover will still be going ahead before that. And the guy who wants to take over the club, though, has had two bids rejected by chairman and current owner Rob Martin. And but he's hopeful that the club won't be going into liquidation, although there is a possibility it will go into administration, according to him. But that's all some way off now. But on the playing side, the Shrimpers had an absolute nightmare on Saturday. They made a long trip to York City and they ended up losing 3-0. It was the home side's first league win of the season. They started the day in 23rd place and took them up two places to 21st. And Blues finished with 9 men after Harry Taylor and Gus Scott Morris were sent off. Now, there was some speculation, I think, as to whether Tuesday's match against Maidenhead United at Roots Hall would actually go ahead because of the Blues. Remember, who were still under a transfer embargo. It looked likely that they would struggle to raise a team at all. But manager Kevin Mayer, who has worked miracles given what he's been up against the last couple of years, he was given permission to make two emergency signings so that the match could go ahead. He brought in former West Ham United goalkeeper David Martin, son of West Ham legend Alvin Martin and former Southend manager, of course. Martin has joined the club on a non-contract basis and he made his debut against Maidenhead on Tuesday night. And briefly making a substitute's appearance on the night was the other newcomer, former Dagenham and Redbridge defender and midfielder Mauro Vilette, who left the Chigwell Construction Stadium at the end of last season. He's currently playing for Hazen United in the Southern League and he has signed for Southend on a dual registration. But despite all the off-field problems and only being able to name two substitutes on the night, Southend beat Maidenhead by 2-0. Jack Bridge scored a penalty on 72 minutes and Wes Fongook got his second goal in 3 games a minute into injury time to give them a 2-0 victory, which took them off the bottom of the table. They're on 6 points, but remember, they have had that 10-point deduction due to the off-the-field financial issues. So David Martin keeping a clean sheet on his debut for Southend.
98 FM. This is Phoenix 98 FM.
I'm going to take a look at the second qualifying round of the FA Cup, which took place on Saturday. After we've heard some more music, this is the Gaslight Anthem featuring Bruce Springsteen, and this one's called History Books.
What's that you say? I knew you when you don't look too much like my friend. Those history books filled up with crooks, stories I don't want to read again. I've tried to live 1,000 years from here. When I think of it now, it just brings me down. When I think of it now,
just brings me down when I think of you now.
Patrick Sherring for Friday's edition of 1-2-3. Conversations with guests from the community and beyond. The Friday teaser quiz, a vintage chart, live music sessions, and so much more. So spend your Friday 1-2-3 with Patrick here on Phoenix FM.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
So the FA Cup second qualifying round took place at the weekend, and a number of local sides were involved, including Billericay Town, who made a journey up the A12 to take on Brightlingsea Region at the Taydale Stadium. And Billericay saw their way through to the third qualifying round with a 3-1 win. It got off to the worst possible start after 18 minutes when George Wind put the ball through his own net to give the host the lead. But virtually from the kickoff, I believe, Billericay equalised. Bradley Stevenson, so prolific for them last season, and he's among the goals again this season. Incredible goal scoring record he has from midfield, and in the 19th minute he levelled the scores. Moses Emmanuel, who's been in excellent form too since rejoining the club, he put them in front after 33 minutes, and in the 65th minute Adi Aziz made it 3-1. So in the end, a smooth passage for Billericay through to the next stage of the competition. Meanwhile, there was an all-Essex affair at the Movie Star Stadium, where Canvey Island of the Isthmian Premier League took on Braintree Town. And Canvey took lead just before half-time, thanks to a goal from Mason Hall, and George Quentrell levelled the scores in the second half. The replay took place last night at Cressing Road, and it was a very tight affair for the most part. Heartbreak for Canvey in the end, because they again took the lead just before half-time through Evans Kouassi, and it was only in the final moments of the 90 minutes that Braintree equalised through Kyron Clements. So the tie went to extra time, and in the 114th and 116th minutes, Aaron Blair netted twice for the Iron. So Braintree ended up running out 3-1 winners, and they go through to the next stage. Incidentally, Canvey had a new face, or rather an old face, in the line-up for those two ties. They've re-signed Luca Albon after a short spell with local rivals Concord Rangers. Disappointment for Hashtag United. They are out of the FA Cup. They hosted Southern League outfit Needham Market, who ended up being 3-1. Sorry, 1-0 winners on the day. Meanwhile, Aveley travelled to Norfolk to take on Kingsland Town of the National League North. Saturday's tie finished goalless, so the two teams met again on Monday night at Parkside. And Aveley had a thumping win on the night, winning 4-0. We're supposed to be laughing when that happens, actually. You wonder why they failed to score in the first game. But anyway, the Millers got their scoring boots on Monday night, and they comfortably won the replay, thanks to braces from the former Southend United pair of John Benson and Matt Rush. And the Millers will be at home to Hornchurch in the next round. Incidentally, Billy Rickey will be facing St Albans City of the National League South, and Braintree Town will be hosting Brackley Town of the National League North. Chelmsford City, meanwhile, they travel to Ware on Saturday of the Southern League Division 1 Central, and it was quite a goal fest over in Hertfordshire. It finished 3-3. City's goal scorers were Jermaine Francis, Charlie Ruff and Anthony Wordsworth. Two sides met again for the replay on Monday night at Melbourne Park, and this time it was another tight affair, but the Clarets sneaked through. They ended up 2-1 winners against their step four visitors, and skipper Dave Winfield headed the winner in the second half. And in the third qualifying round, Chelmsford face an away trip to Bromsgrove Sporting, who play in the Southern League Premier Division Central. Rounding off the local FA Cup ties on Saturday, the other one was at Spa Road, where Isbien Northside Witham Town faced Hornchurch, riding high currently in the Isbien Premier League, and it was a comfortable win for the Urchins, who ran out 5-1 winners. Adi Yusuf was the man of the match. He scored a hat-trick. Lewis Spence and George Saunders were Hornchurch's other scorers. Jeffrey Cobbler scored what turned out to be a consolation for the home side, who had Rowan Dorling dismissed just before half time and had to play the rest of the match with 10 men. Hornchurch will race at Aveley in the third qualifying round, as I mentioned before, and the ties are to be played on the weekend of Saturday, the 30th of September. New music now, this is Supersaurus that Let You Down.
Pardon me, could you lend a hand? Cause I can't eat, I can't sleep while I'm missing you. Mercy me, I'm a little bit of nobody. Nobody knows me like you do. I don't know why I can't get hold of you. If I can hold you, oh God, don't stop without me, don't stop with me.
Not many games in the Isthmian North this week, but it was a good day for Brentwood Town on Saturday, who got their first league win of the season at the 4th attempt. They hosted Ipswich Wanderers, who were last season's Thurlow Non-League Premier Division champions and who are playing at Step 4 for the first time. But they've had baptism of fire yet to win a league game, and they parted company with their management team last week and appointed Glenn Driver, who had a spell as Braintree Town's manager several years back. He is the new man in charge there. But Brentwood won the match by a goal to nil. Matt Price, who recently returned for another spell at Brentwood Centre Arena, he scored just before half-time, and that turned out to be the only goal. Meanwhile, Grays Athletic picked up a point at Chadfield as they drew to war with Bury Town, coming back from 2-0 down during the final half hour of the match, thanks to a couple of goals from Charlie Stimson. And good afternoon for Redbridge, who hosted Enfield at Oakside. And Redbridge won by 3-0. They won a penalty just before half-time that was converted by former Brentwood Town man Solomon Ogunwumoju. And further goals from James Barlow in the 61st and Benjamin DeLacy Turner in the 73rd minute sealed a comfortable victory for the Motormen. It was also a victory for Walthamstow over Malden and Tiptree, just by the one goal scored after 14 minutes by Damare and Yadiki. So it was Walthamstow 1, Malden and Tiptree 0. And there was one game on Tuesday night. Bowes and Pitsy travelled up to Suffolk to take on Felixstowe and Walton United. They ended up losing 3-2 despite Manny Oluwazimo scoring twice for Bowers. The home side scored a 3-2 win, all five goals being scored in the first half of that game. So, looking at the league table, and all sides have only played three or four games so far, and all the top five are unbeaten so far, and there's two teams with a 100% record at the moment. Lowestoft Town have won three of their opening four, and they're top of the table on 10 points ahead of Walthamstow, narrowly on goals scored. Heybridge Swifts and Brightley Sea Region, who didn't play in the league at the weekend, they've both played three and they've run all three of theirs so far. They're currently third and fourth. And Felixstowe and Walton, after that win over Bowes and Pitsy, they are in fifth place. Looking down the table, Redbridge in sixth place, Bowers were 11th, Basildon United at 12th. Brentwood Town climbed up to 13th after that win over Ipswich Wanderers. East Surrey United have gone into liquidation, of course, but they're still being listed as in the league at the moment in 14th. Witham Town, 15th. Malden Tiptree, 16th. Grey, 17th. And the bottom two, New Salamis and Ipswich Wanderers, still the only side without a point at the moment. Now, in the Velocity Trophy, which is the Isthmian League Cup, there was a tie last night. Walthamstow travelled across to North London to take on New Salamis. And they went through to the next stage of the competition with a 3-2 victory. Dwayne James scored a couple either side of half-time, and the winner was scored by Marcus Painter very late on. So well done to Stowe. They have gone through in that competition. On to step five now, and looking at Saturday's Essex Senior League action, there was a 2-1 win for Athletic Newham. They beat Great Wakering Rovers. And Barkey beat Coggeshall Town by 3-2. It finished FC Clacton 4-4. Frenford 3, Stanway Rovers 2, Housedead Town 2, Woodford Town 3, Holbridge Sports 2, West Essex 2. Saffron Walden beat Buckhurst Hill by 2-0. Sporting Begwe United's got a 2-1 win over Little Oakley. Takeley were well beaten at home by Tilbury, who helped themselves to a 3-0 victory. And there was a 2-2 draw for White Ensign and Romford. There was one game on Tuesday night where it finished Little Oakley 1, Harbridge Sports 2. A few County Cup games. These are Step 5 and 6 teams in this competition. Tuesday night I saw Stansted beaten 4-2 by Athletic Newham at home. More on Stansted in a moment. Stanway Rovers beat Cannons Wood of the Furlough number 4-0. And last night, Romford beat fellow Essex Senior League side Great Wakering Rovers by 4-2. So the league table at the moment looks like this. And Woodford Town are now top on 23 points. They are the only unbeaten side still in the ESL. They've played 9, of which they've won 7. They've drawn the other 2 and are on 23 points. Romford are second, 2 points behind them. They've played 1 more. West Essex, Sporting Begwe United and Athletic Newham complete the top 5 at the moment. At the other end, Coggeshall Town still to pick up a win, and they've lost 8 of their 9, and they are rock bottom at the moment. Stanway Rovers just above them on 5 points, having won just the 1 and drawn 2 themselves. I mentioned Stansted there from the Spartan South Midlands League Premier Division as they were beaten by 4-2 by Stansted. That was in fact the Essex Senior Cup, not the County Cup, my mistake. As for the games between Romford and Great Wakering Rovers and Stanway Rovers and Cannons Wood. So Romford, Athletic Newham and Stanway Rovers, they all through to the second round of the FA Cup. Stansted were in league action on Saturday when they faced Aylesbury Vale Dynamos at home, and their visitors won by 3 to 2. So at the moment, Stansted are in 18th place in that league.
Join me, Andy Furno, for Boogie Nights every Saturday night, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. on Phoenix 98 FM. 60s Motown, 70s disco, 80s soul and 90s dance. And remember, if it ain't jazz, it ain't worth a funk.
And if you like tracks like this, you like Andy's show.
Back
It's Heatwave and the Groove Light. It's 25 to 8 on a Thursday evening. You're listening to Phoenix 98 FM. I'm John Chubb. Just letting you know what's happening after me this evening. 8 p.m. Bumper to Bumper with Gareth Williams, a trawl through Indian alternative music from the 1960s onwards. And then 10 till midnight, the night shift is the place to be if you like your country music. That's presented by Madeline Christie. But for now, getting back to football, and I'm going to finish off our roundup of the local leagues over the last week and focus on the Thurlow Nun Division 1 South, where on Saturday the results were as follows. There was a 5-3 win for Barkingside at home to Southend Manor, putting their off-field problems behind them, on the field at least. And Basildon Town, they drew 1 with Clapton Community. Finished Burnham Ramblers 0, Tower Hamlets 2. Cannonswood 6, Enfield Borough 1. Harlow Town 3, Northwest London 0. Hoddesdon Town 1, Clapton 3. Hutton, who have made such an impressive start in their first season in senior football, they beat Brimsdown 3-1. St Margaret's Bury were beaten 2-1 at home by Dumbo Town. And finally finished Wormley Rovers 7, Park View 0. There was a couple of games on Tuesday night. Hoddesdon Town and Brimsdown drew 0-0. Newbury Forest beat Harlow Town 2-1. In the League Cup, it finished Harwich and Barkston 4, Dunmo Town 1. And last night there were 3 matches. There were supposed to be 4, but Barkingside's match at home to Clapton Community was postponed for the second Wednesday in a row due to ongoing floodlight issues at Cricklefield Stadium, which they share with Essex Senior League Ilford. That match will now be played in around about 4 weeks' time. But from the 3 games that did go ahead last night, finished Benfleet 3, Basildon Town 2, May and Baker 4, Hutton 0, and there was a goalless draw between Tower Hamlets and Hutton. And just to have a look at the league table, Harlow Town remain at top. They've played 12, won 7 of those, drawn 3 and lost 2, and they're on 24 points. Cannonswood, 2 points behind them, but they've got 2 games in hand on Harlow. They've won 7 of their 10. Just a point behind Cannonswood in third place are Dunmo Town, who have won 7 of their 10 so far, and they're on 21 points. As a Hutton in fourth, they've played 11, won 7, drawn 0 and lost 4. Wormley Rovers are fifth. They are on 18 points. Just having a quick look at the Thurlow Nun Division 1 North, focusing on the Essex sides in that league. Holland going very well at the moment. They hosted Witton United from Ipswich on Saturday, and they scored 5 goals without reply. Harwich and Parkston travelled to Norwich CBS and drew 1-1. Stanway Pegasus enjoyed a thumping victory themselves. They scored 6 without reply at home to FC Peterborough. But a defeat for Wivenhoe Town, who were at home to Distown, and the visitors ran out 5-1 winners. Tuesday night saw Stanway Pegasus at home to Witton United, and Stanway won that match by a goal to nil. And last night's action included a couple of League Cup ties. Wivenhoe beaten 4-0 at Cornard United. Better luck for Harwich and Parkston, though. They beat Dunmo Town by 4-1.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
So I'm going to start a preview of the week ahead fixtures by focusing on the National League, taking a look at the top of the table, and it's been a very impressive start for Paul Cook and Chesterfield. They've played 10, of which they've won 8, and 1 draw and 1 defeat from their first 10 matches. They sit top of the table on 25 points, and in second and third, both on 22 points. Solihull Moors, who are the league's only unbeaten side, remaining, and Barnett, who in third place there behind Solihull on goal difference. Bromley, who won at Dagenham Redbridge on Tuesday night, that result took them up to fourth. Gateshead, they were on 18 points. Gateshead were in fifth on 16, as also on 16 points, of Woking in sixth behind them on goal difference. Behind them on goal difference, but also on 16 points, are Hartlepool United, and they are the visitors to the Chigwell Construction Stadium on Saturday when they will face Dagenham and Redbridge. Southend United are home to AFC Fylde, who are now bottom of the table. The only side below Southend at the moment, Kidderminster Harriers and York City, the other two sides in the drop zone. But Fylde have had a bit of a nightmare start. They've only won one of their 10 games so far, drawn two and lost seven, and they've just got the 5 points at the moment. Both of those games kick off at 3 p.m. Tuesday night sees Southend travel to Aldershot Town. Dagenham and Redbridge are on the road as well. They have a long midweek trip to West Yorkshire to take on FC Halifax Town, who are currently in 10th place. Aldershot, who Southend are playing, they are currently in 17th. Going to have a preview of the National League South and also the Isthmian Premier League very soon.
Hi, it's Darren Mutu. Join me on Phoenix FM for Reggae Revival, the only place where you'll hear old school roots rock, reggae, dub plates, lovers rock. Make sure you don't miss it. Every Wednesday, 10 until midnight, only on Phoenix 98 FM.
It's Reggae Revival with Darren Mutu on Phoenix FM.
I don't have time on this Friday night. Been sleeping with two eyes open, looking for you, for you. The kind of girl who won't apologize. Something cool in her oceans washes over you, over you. And I'm just trying to catch her eyes. Her blue jeans don't fit quite right. She smiles. Yeah, she smiles. I don't know how, I don't know why. I'm just trying to make a connection. To the left, to the right. I'm just trying to make a connection. And in your eyes, a silhouette. I'm just trying to make a connection. I'm not a man to walk away. I'm not a man to walk away. Her skin, my mouth is dry as a garden's gin, but I feel alive, feel alive. She said I don't believe in love at first sight, but you can take me home if it feels alright. Oh baby, oh baby. I said you drink as fast as Hemingway, but you still know all the right words to say. Oh baby, pretty baby. Said you never want to say goodbye. We took a cab to the white light. You said you don't wanna end the night. And I said, I'm not a man. I'm not a man to walk away from the connection. I don't know how. I'm just trying to make a connection. To the left,
That's the Kooks and Connection. So continuing with our preview of the fixtures for the next week, the National League South currently has Bath City sitting on top of the table on 20 points, followed by Worthing and Torquay United in second and third. Averley are in fourth, and they face 16th placed Braintree Town at Parkside on Saturday. Chelmsford City are at home. Their visitors at Melbourne Park are St Albans City, currently in 11th. The Clarets are just currently hanging in to the playoff spots in 7th place. They're ahead of Maidstone United on goal difference. And Saturday's Isthmian Premier League action sees Billericay Town currently in 7th place. Their travel to Horsham. Hornchurch 2 points behind the leaders Chatham Town, but with a game in hand on them. Hornchurch travel to Haringey Borough. Meanwhile, Hashtag United will hope to put their FA Cup disappointment behind them. They're in 13th place, and they face 11th place Wingate and Finchley at the Len Salmon Stadium on Saturday. Canvey Island currently in 16th. They will be looking to improve on their start of the season with a home fixture against Margate Park Lane. Concord Rangers, who have had a traumatic start to life in the back in the years in Premier League. They've lost all 6 of their league matches so far. They travel to Dulwich Hamlet on Saturday, and Dulwich only a couple of places above the drop zone at the moment in 17th place. Monday night, Hashtag are back in action. They travel to third place Carshalton and Athletic, potentially a tricky one for them. Hornchurch are back in action at home this time on Tuesday night when they take on Dulwich Hamlet at Bridge Avenue. Now, in the Isthmian North this week, there's just the one game on Tuesday. We've got FA Trophy and FA Vars matches this weekend. More of those very shortly. Witham Town are the team in action on Tuesday night. They travel to Norfolk to take off Wroxham. That one kicks off at 7:45. There's one game in the Southern League Division 1 Central on what is it? Tuesday night? I thought it was Tuesday night. No, I must have got that wrong, actually. No, I thought Waltham Abbey had a game. I was mistaken. Because Waltham Abbey won the sides competing the second qualifying round of the FA Trophy on Saturday when they face Haybridge Swifts at Cabershot. Brightling Sea Regents travel to AFC Dunsball. Basildon United have a home tie against fellow Isthmian Northers Lowestoft Town. Waltham Stow away to Bury Town, another All Isthmian North affair. And another All Isthmian North tie sees Witham Town at home to Redbridge. Meanwhile, in the second qualifying round of the FA Vars, Friday night sees a game at Cricklefield Stadium, assuming the floodlights are working, of course. Ilford at home to Coggeshall Town. Wilford Town also have a Friday night fixture. They face Enfield Borough of the Furlough Nun Division 1 South. And Saturday's ties see Barkingside take on Hadley United, also at Cricklefield Stadium. Brentford are away at Brantham Athletic. Stanley Pegasus take on Takeley. Tilbury, they're at home to Bulldog Town. Holland are away to Long Melford. There's an all Essex senior affair at Brothers Park with Great Wakery Rovers taking on Buckhurst Hill. White Ensign, Great Wakery's tenants, they are away to Cornard United. Holbridge Sports are at home to Harlow Town. Saffron Walden versus Stanway Rovers. And Burnham Ramblers, they were at home to Housted Town. Sunday sees May and Baker take on West Essex. Those are the FA Vars ties. Because of teams involved in the Vars, there is just the one Saturday fixture in the Essex Senior League, and that one sees FC Clacton at home to Athletic Newham. News of a managerial change at the Rush Green Bowl, actually, because Tom Austin has stepped down as FC Clacton's boss after 2 years in charge. His second spell at the club has come to an end, and head coach Ryan Salter has replaced him in the role. It was apparently Austin's entirely his decision to stand down due to other commitments, and the club accepted his resignation reluctantly by all accounts, and were sorry to see him go. So, just looking at Tuesday night in the Essex Senior League, there's a number of Essex Senior League Cup fixtures. And Essex Senior League Cup fixtures, sorry. And in the Essex Senior Cup first round, there's some ties coming up this week as well. Tuesday night sees Harlow Town take on Burnham Ramblers, Buckhurst Hill home to Holland, Fremford take on Barking, and Wivenhoe Town, they are at home to Ilford. FC Clacton, they are at home to Coggeshall Town. All of those matches due to kick off at 7:45, as is the one tie on Wednesday night. White Ensign in action at Burroughs Park against Harwich and Parkston. As I say, all of those matches in the first round of the Essex Senior Cup. So, looking at the Thurlow Division 1 South depleted programme this Saturday because of some side involvement in the FA Vars. That goes for the North Division as well. Brimsdown are at home to Clapton Community. Clapton are at home to St Margaret'sbury. Hutton, they have a game at home to Benfleet at New Lodge. Parkview take on Hackney Wick. Southend Manor in action at South Church Park against Dumbo Town. And Tower Hamlets, they will face Newbury Forest. And there's a couple of midweek fixtures as well. Tuesday night sees Wormley Rovers take on Cannonswood, and on Wednesday, Barkingside are due to play Benfleet, but again, I think that's due on the floodlights having been sorted out there. And finally, let's take a look at the Thurlow Non-Division 1 North, at least the Essex sides in that league. It's just one match involving those on Saturday, with other teams being in the Vars. Wivenhoe Town, they're at home to Havish and Parkston. That's a 3 p.m. kickoff. And during the week, Tuesday night sees Stanway Pegasus take on Haverhill Borough. That is pretty much that for this week. I almost forgot about who did I forget about? Stansted, yeah, they are back in action in the Spartan South Midlands League this week. If I just get the fixture list back up, Stansted currently in 18th place, and no, I can't find their fixture, actually. It's a bit embarrassing. I don't think I've got a game actually back in action the following Saturday. Right, that is just about it from me, but just want to remind you of this before I go. I'm John Charmer, inviting you to join me here on Phoenix FM on Saturday afternoons for Phoenix Sport. The top local, national and international sports stories, plus live scores, results, reports, interviews, quiz questions and my sporting anniversaries. And lots of great music too. That's Phoenix Sport, every Saturday from 3 till 6 p.m. here on Phoenix 98 FM. Yeah, I hope you can join me for that. Back to the normal 3 hours this week. I did something of a 4 hour marathon on Saturday. I don't think I've got the stamina to do that every week, frankly. But as Mr. Spencer Carter is back in the chair on Saturday with his weekend wind up between 12 and 3, there will be no need for me to do so. So I hope you can join me for that. If not, I should be back in the chair next Thursday, all being well, between 7 and 8 p.m. with another edition of the Non-League Hour. Gareth is waiting in the wings to present Bumpers of Bumper, so stand by for him. I'm going to sign off for now with the Kinks and Come Dancing. Good night.
Of land where the supermarket used to stand. Before that they put up a bowling alley on the site that used to be the local pally. That's where the big band used to come and play. My sister went there on a Saturday. Come dancing, all her boyfriends used to come and call. Why not come dancing? It's only natural. Another Saturday, another date. She would be ready, but she'd always make him wait. In the hallway, in anticipation. He didn't know the night would end up in frustration. He'd end up blowing all his wages for the week, all for a cuddle and a peck on the cheek. Come dancing, that's how they did it when I was just a kid. And when they said come dancing, my sister always did. Should have come in at midnight, and my mom would always sit up and wait. It always ended up in a big row when my sister used to get home late. Out of my window I could see them in the moonlight, two silhouettes saying goodnight by the garden gate. The day they knocked down the party, my sister stood and cried. The day they knocked down the party, part of my childhood died, just died. My sister's married and she lives on an estate. Her daughters go out, now it's her turn to wait. She knows they get away with things she never could. But if I asked her, I wonder if she would. I'm dancing. Come on, sister, have yourself a ball. Don't be afraid to come dancing. It's only natural.
On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.